קטוטה. In other words, where he started up the fight. So he is chlak nesisistei. V'hod ikton afil nizgal shu b'de agilo he k'tote. She he k'nizos it chivos. So maybe we cannot say that he all was deliberate. So then it's mutoris l'nosire. V'chulon shenis. Kosal k'day toch misa misa v'gerish na gerish nime mas nisen d'loi kirebe di kirebe די קרב הו מאר ביטרייזן נא וחזוק סוטייס וסז תייסס וואס באדער ביי די קאשע בישליי מלי גאבי מיסע סו שיז א קאטלונס בט די גאבי גיירש וועדער טוט וואט טיימס איז חזוק פרי טיימס איז חזוק בט וואט קאן די קאטלונס איז שי סוטייס וסז אגב מיסע נאָכט גיירש דאס מיט גאוש קאמע פון אין שיילו נאָסע ביקוז ביי גיירש דער איז נאָ סאצ א לאך אויף קאטלונס. In other words, let's say if a woman had 3 husbands, even if she had 10 husbands, and all the 10 husbands divorced her, so an 11th husband is allowed to marry her, according to Mises. It's not shayach to say katlonis v'gavi gerashim. It's only shayach to say katlonis v'gavi mise, but not v'gavi gerashim. But that's Tesis shite. But Rashi, it's mashma that he's chelik on Tesis. Because all good night, mise, a mise, hodik ton im chun shlis lachi yom mise kon amareish. Diktone Mesa rakte war gunu in sesist. Wie gotone di Mesa slache al pivo Mesa shene azze muteres lunos leidze. Wie afo pische Mesa beiz balle oti nos lich lich. Wie am gino hozik zu katlon in shane iso Mesa. U gereshin diktone mis garsho koi a gereshin lui la mevi get. Wa shmin on di Mesa slache beise a get. Wie gio sha shene azze muteres lunos lui mevi git ogish. So from Rashi it appears that aloche of katlon is applies to gereshin too. But in respect to Mesa, if a woman had 3 husbands who died, so then there is a shoshe v'recheike, maybe this woman somehow manages to bring about the death of, not physically, but maybe mentally. So she is able to bring about the death of husbands. But, and the gabigereshin, so in other words, maybe somehow this woman, it's very shayach. It's easier to bring, to conduce gereshin, yeah, no, to mental cruelty than Mise. But Teisa Shite is, of course it is like that, that it is possible to conduce through mental cruelty, Gereshin, through mental cruelty. But why should it be also Mise? Something catastrophic. But Gereshin is not so catastrophic. So Mele, there is no haloche of Katlani Isligabi Gereshin. But it's a machlekes Rashi and Teisa. And that thing, where there is a loche of katlanis, ligabi gerashin. In other words, a woman who had 3 husbands, who divorced her, is a 4th husband allowed to marry. That child sometimes comes up. I also had a child. Not in Chicago, I had it in New York. Alright, now. So the Gemara says, loy mise agerash le gerashinamis. Vichulom mutoris le bneim lache. So here the Mishnah says that if someone is choshuk, or there is a lass that is interested in a certain woman, so then he is not allowed to marry that woman. But his son or his brother is allowed to marry that woman. Maishlim hodit nan anita mino isho ose abimo libito vacheso. So there we say that if he is nitan on a certain woman, so not only he cannot marry this woman, he cannot marry the mother of this woman either, he cannot marry the daughter of this woman either, and here we say, v'kulo mutoris libneyen, that this woman, he can get married to the son of the one who is in nitan. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Nashe ligabi nashe shchichan, the azla. Because women are more friendly. So in other words, the daughter of a woman shows more friendship and devotion than the son of the father. So Mele, he visits him, she visits the daughter, so here we say Anita Mino Isho. So Osabimo, because since he's in it on the woman, so he's not allowed to marry the daughter either. Because the mother of that daughter will constantly visit the daughter. So mele, there will be more of an opportunity for him to become involved in an aver. So that's why it's also mashein kin gavolei gavi gavolei shlicha. So we say that even though there is a chshad or a laz against him and this woman, so this woman is allowed to get married to his son because this man will not visit the son so often. So there isn't such an opportunity of being exposed to temptation so many times. So nashel gabu nashel shlichen daazle gabu 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 shlichen iname nashel dule aschen shlichen adode loy kabden adod. So mimele in the case of anita menoisho so osabimo uvebito, because he is not allowed to marry the daughter of this woman because this daughter will not be so on guard to restrain that man, because no one will become osir. If, let's say, he will have an affair with her mother, so he will not become osir to his wife. So maybe she will not be so on guard. So now she will ask, she was a daughter, so she will not be so on guard. But God will she was not the adode kavna adode, so the wife herself will be on guard. So mele, she will not let him. She will not let him sink and become involved. So mele, there is no chash. Yoche obiv name. So why does it say v'kulam mitores libneim lachem? It should say v'kulam mitores laaviem also. Loi mi boye koma. Loi mi boye obiv the bodies is born of minei. Avob noy the bodies of minei. Eim loy komashvon. All right. So that's the end of the Perek. Now the next year will be Tuesday, and that will begin Abachim. But there will be a Prina will be given Monday. I mean, those, if you want to take it Tuesday, you can take it. If you want to take it Sunday, you can take it Sunday. But
Yivamash Yud Tzadik Tes Yud Sivan Hei Tov Shinam Advav, June 8, 1976, on Tuesday.
We have to go over the whole sugye. I mean, of Frita Psulo. So before we can explain everything, first we have to know the shittas. All right. Abo achi, shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyes. So there are four brothers. Say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyes. Let's say Reuven was married to Leah and Shimon was married to Rachel. Umeisha nisuyim shtei achoyes. And let's say Reuven and Shimon die, Harilochil says loy misyabim. Why? Because he cannot be miyabim because he's pigeya beachis kukosi. Beachis kukosi. So if we say yesh zike, so then it's osea because midrabonon achis kukosi comes under the iser of achis ishte, midrabonon. But if we say ein zike, so then the only reason as to why it's also to marry Achiz Kukosi Mechaim is because of Bitul Mitzvot. Alright. Vim Kidmu Vikinsu Yoitziu. Yoitziu, even the Eved is Yoitziu. Rab Lezer Eimei, Abishama Eimrim Yikai. Ubisil Eimrim Yoitziu. Hoysa Achas Mehen Asura Alechot Yisarevo. Let's say, so, Reuven and Shimon died. And Leo and Rochel were both Nephites, but one of them is an Elvo, and one on Reuven, and the other one is an Elvo. I mean, is an Elvo on Levi, and the other one is the other Yivone is an Elvo on Yehuda. So also bo umutabachiso, because she's not a chizki kosei, because the Elvo is not skukat him in any way. So Mimele is with the Bachis. Vashaini also bishteya. If in the case where just one of the Ivomis is an elbow on one brother, but not on the other brother. So then also bo mutachidashin also bishteya. Isu mitzvah visa gdusho. Chilechid le misi abemis. Now suppose one of the Ivomis is asuro to one of the of one of the Yevomim, Asur or Mitzad is a mitzvah Mitzad is a Dusho, so then Chalesel Mishabemis. Now, so it's mashma from this, and the Karameiro is Midayiket, I mean it's mashma. It's a very strong deal. Because everything is called the Isa Mitzvah Vesek Dusha. I mean, the Gemara, what? Isa Mitzvah, so that's the Rabban. That's the Rabban. Mitzvah Shriya Dim Chacham. But Isa Dusha, it so includes Chayov Elavim and Chayov Elavim Ve'yese. Like Amon El King Godosh, that is also included in Isa Dusha. So as far as Chayov Elavim is concerned, so that's the Raposhet. I mean, we don't have to resort to any rayas from the Gemara because Chayov Elavim Gerede, so there is a full zikah mid-raise, she is misyabemes. She is misyabemes only at Rabbonon, zero b'yirishin, oto b'yirishnir. So Mimele, the sister of the Chayov Elavim Gerede, should certainly be considered as a chizku kosek. But Minastam, when it says, is a mitzvah, is a dusha, so is a dusha Minastam, includes not only Chayov Elavim Gerede, Chayov Elavim Ve'ese also. So in other words, so if one is an Almon Elokim Godol, where she is Almon Elokim Godol, so Midraise there is no Yiv. So there is no Yiv Midraise. So we could argue that the sister is not considered Achizku Kosei. That who is considered Achizku Kosei? Only a sister of one who is Kukol Yiv, where there has to be Yiv Midraise, where there can be Yiv Midraise. But here, if she's the Achiz of an Omer Lekin Godol, so then there couldn't be Yiv Midraise. There couldn't be Yiv Midraise. So Mimele, she's not considered Achizku Kosei. Achizku Kosei. And still it says, Iso Mitzvah Iso Gdusho, Chuletzes V'lo Misyabemes. Why not Misyabemes? Because the sister cannot be Misyabemes. Why? Because she's a Chizku Kosei. So we see that even where the Zike is a Zike in regard to Chlitze only, not him, so still the Yisea of a Chizku Kosei, the Yisea of a Chizku Kosei applies. Yisea a Chizku Kosei. So that's it's a riot. Unless we are going to say that when the Mishnah says it's a Dusho, it has reference only to Chayav Elavim Gerede, not to Chayav Elavim Ve'ese, but it's not Mistaba. That's the Diuk of the Karneo. Who is a Achas Meir? Asura al Zeh Yisrael. Vashniyo Asura al Zeh Yisrael. Asura lo Zeh Muteres lo Zeh. Ve Asura lo Zeh Muteres lo Zeh. Izu Yishom Ruach, Izu Kishi Yivem To Yichles Mishabem. So that, we had already that. The first pair. Alright, Rashi. Abu Achim lo Mishabem, before Stein mit Gmorem Mishim Zik. Yichim dit Havaye Skiken Lahai. U Lahai, Kamed Biyam Poka Bachetz Kukose. The first one is Biyam. So then, the Zike in both is intact. So, Yispegei Bachetz Kukose, Tamek Ish. Yisrael Vot Chameisen, Chameisen, Mute Bachetzer. Dilav, Achetz Kukose, Yidea, Volav Kamei Ram Yolivume. Isa, now, Isa Mitzvah, Ramei Kamei Midraise. Hilkach, Osa Bachis Lachis Kukoi. Now, so, the Rashi is Marich here, and Isa Mitzvah. Now, Isa Mitzvah means Midrabon, Mitzvah Shvedi Vachachomi. So, here Rashi emphasized, Isa Mitzvah, Ramei Kamei Midraise. Hilkach, Osa Bachis Lachis Kukoi. So, from that lotion of Rashi, Rashi doesn't say anything, Gangdush. It just doesn't say. But the Kermeo is Midai, and it seems to be a very strong deal. But, from the Lashon of Rashi, the way he explains this mitzvah, Ramye Kamei Midereise, Hilkach Oso Bachis Achis Kukuhu. So it's mashma only when Midereise, there is Yid. That's how it's mashma. So how about Yisoy Dushe? So Bishleim Chayov Elavim say, Gev Midereise, there is Yid. Because that's what the Chaloise say. But how about Chayov Elavim Vese? So, I mean, while the deal of the Karmeiro seems to be a very good deal, but from this, Loshni Rashi, it's mashma not like the Karmeiro's deal. It's mashma that according to Rashi, it doesn't say it, but according to Rashi, so Yisav Duche has to be applied to Chayov Elavim Gerede, not Chayov Elavim Ve'ese. Not Chayov Elavim Ve'ese. That's how it's mashma, not like the Karmeiro. Because he emphasizes, Ramye Kamei Midereis, Hilka Chosa Ba'achiz Achiz Kukul. Achizu kishi yivento, achizu shalei avu, כשיבם תואש את החיבה לו, כשנפל לשים עליו, אוי חילצס, אוי מסייבמס, דילב הכי סקוקוסי, דילבו לו ירם יקמה. Right now, the Gemara. Shema mino ye zike. So, di ein zike meir de hane mitri batik asien. Haile yav mchode va haile yav mchode. So, if we say ye zike, kleima, chumra zike lishvui achis kosik achis isht. ובין צחס מדורים פליגבו, איקה מנדום הסקוטי כי אישתי, להפורס מדוריו, ולסע קרייבץ, ואיקה למנדום הרעין זה, הוא הפריר כאילו יהיה, הוא הפריר כאילו רב גונם רב יהודה. So then, it comes מדרבונו לכל הפוחס, within the Israel והחיס אישתי. ואין זה כמעט פרדת קאסיה, אני אמוכל עד לחוד, לילה מימלוך, לילה מימלוך, אין זה. So then, why can't Levi be מייבם וון, and Yehuda be miyabim the other one. So he says, "Umishimikisov a rosh levatu misesivom deal mad miyabim chad mayesidach." He comes mivatel mitzvah sivom mitrei batim shneachinov mayesidach. So let's say we say that Levi should be miyabim, let's say Leo. Levi should be Yam Leo, then Yehuda might die. So then there will be a bit of mitzvah sivom. Vinof lekamei dahai vinaf tumishmaches ishte belo yichwitze v'yim. Hilkach amrinolu chalutzu diname mayes idochoch ribos achwitze v'chad hodachai chilitz v'cholitz. So we see from this Gemara what was the yom? So you see from this Gemara, I mean that the Kiyum Mitzvah Sivomim is so choshuv that the Chachomim Mo'achei Sheish, even Lemisim, because of the possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Sivom, So Gemara is the Kashe, Yochet Lotenav. So why does Mishnah mention the case of Daledachi? So let us mention a case of Friachi, Yoche, Tvotename. So in case of Friachi, so we don't even have to resort to the Choshe of Mis. So then there is a direct Bitul Mitzvah Sivom. So Gemara says, Loi mi boye Tvote, divadem Bitul Mitzvah Sivom. Without the Choshe of Mis. Aval Daled, Lemisa Lechashinon, Komashno. So why does he say? Abu Achim Shnayim Nesuim Shtei Achoyis. Because could say Chamish Achim Shnayim Nesuim Shtei Achoyis. Umeisha Shnayim. And then they were made place before the Shleish. So then there still could be a bit more Shachim for Achim Shish for the death of one. Maybe we should be Chayish for the death of two. So that was Reuben Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Yisochor, five brothers, and then Reuben and Shimon died. So it should be also, let's say, for Levi to be Miyabim Leah, because maybe Yehuda and Yisochor will both die. So the Gemara says, we only have to be Chayish for Misa of one, not for Misa of two. Alright, Rashi. What a name, my shin noch et al dachim, am ish lebi yizik ashmin ar rebus. Da av gav yitre achen inu, le al yizik kosei di kamo, di yabu, di bacino nima, hay ram kamei, vachi yizik kamo ochi, vatu lo ocho osea, vikol shul yizik achim, beiz mem nisuim shtei acho eiz, u meisu minof u shteyen, lifne ze shtei asu eiz, zavai al ei ramye, vizik kosei chmuro, vichino sif adet koga vachi yizik kosei, אלו משום ביטל מיסס יומים, אפילו את רותן עמר ומיסה השניים הנשואים שתי החויף, שתי נכונציס, אם יהיה מחודן אף כיבה ולכלום. חמיש עונם משניים נשואים שתי החויף ומיסה השניים, ונשארו השלי אישו. דיום עד יהיה מחד מייסה לתראי ובוט לא מיסס יבא. Alright. אומר רובי ברבון. אומר רב. Now this is the most difficult thing in Yevamim. Omar Rav Rav Baravuna. Omar Rav. Sholish Achoyis Yivomitz. Shenoflu Lifnei Shnei Achim Yivom. They are five brothers. Five brothers. That's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. And they were married, three sisters were married. Three sisters were married. So, usually, I mean, I always mention, when I mention example, so I mention Reuben and Shimon died, but here, the Gemara assumed that Reuben and Shimon are the survivors. So that means that Levi, so he was married, let's say, to Leah, and Yehuda was married to Rachel, and let's say Yisachar was married to Bila. She was also his sister. And then Levi Yehuda and Yisachar died. So Leah, Rachel, and Bila, so they were nephews before the two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. So Sholish Achoyis Yivomitz, Shenoflu Lifnei Shnei Achim Yivomitz, before Reuben and Shimon. Zechilitz Lachas, Vizechilitz Lachas. So Reuben gives Chlitza, let's say, to Leah, and then Shimon gives Chlitza to Rachel, then Zoyis, let's say, Bilo, has to get Chlitza from both, from Reuben and Shimon. From Reuben and Shimon. Omer le Rabbe, midiko amret, emtzoi ischicho chlitze mishneyen, kosavret yesh zike, vihava li chlitze psulo, u chlitze psulo tzorich larazir al kolach. So yoche, kamay se name. So the Gemara gives a teret, I dinofu basacha soche name. Lo yitzchiche, dinofal, bezuach hazu, nof lo chode. So, let's say, that Levi died. And Leo was Nifelis. So Cholatz lo Reuven. So then it wasn't a chlitze psula, because at that time he could be miyavmer at that moment. Levi only died. So nof lo yidoch. And then after Reuven gave chlitze to Leo, so Yehuda died, and Rochel was Nifelis. Is Cholatz lo Shime. So then it wasn't a chlitz psulo either, because it was already, the zikah was already poka. It was already poka. Noflo yidoch, then Yisocho died, so cholatz le somemele, it's a chlitz psulo. Why is it a chlitz psulo? So according to Rashi, there is a machlekes now, there are a number of machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes in the sugi of chlitz psulo. But this is one machlekes in the definition of chlitza psula. So according to Rashi, chlitza psula comprises every case of a chlitza to a yivome where the yovam is not allowed to be miyabim to yivome, for whatever reason it is, whether it is because of a nisar of achiz kikosi or balas get, whatever reason, doesn't make any difference. As long as the yovam is not allowed to marry her, to be miyabim her, so the male of the chlitz is a chlitz psula. But teis v'shite is not. Teis v'shite is, the lechoshiv d'ari says, ele nira levit lechoshiv chlitz psula el achitz kukosi, liman doma yei zike, o yachitz chlitzosi li kula almi, balas agetu balas maimer, di bikuli kol she zike da achitz kukosi dami la achitz ishte, de imbo zike, va achitz chlitzosi ka achitz chlitzosi, u balas aget dami lechlutze, u balas maimer li knuse de imbo zike. But any other case where the yovim is not allowed to be miyavim, and not the niser of erbo, not the niser of erbo, not because achisikos it's a midrabonon, it's a niser erbo. So then it's not chlitza psula. Whereas according to Rashi, any case where the yovim is not allowed to marry her for whatever reason, so the male the chlitza is a chlitza psula. Oh, so he says. So cholat l'shimen, nof l'yido, cholat l'hai. So then he cannot be miyabim her. So memele it's a chlitz psulo. So hai mifke zikosei. So Cholitz lahai mifkezikosei, cholitz lahai mifkezikosei. Not leedok, so cholitz lahai mifkezikosei, cholitz lahai mifkezikosei. Vomarav einzike, lidivraim eo yezik. So it's muchach from this gemore, that the whole aloche of chlitze psulo tzricho la'arza al kol achim, the one who says, so there is a mandoma who is chilek on the whole din. So the one who is chilek on the whole din of chlitze psulo tzricho la'arza al kol achim, so even if we say yezike, so he still holds the din itzor la'arza al kol achim. But according to the mandoma in zike, then we couldn't possibly say tzricho la'arza al kol achim. So in other words, the whole aloche of chlitze psulo tzricho la'arza al kol achim, the whole aloche of chlitze psulo tzricho la'arza al kol achim is only shayach al ibn mandoma yesi. But if we say ein zike, then we cannot say chlitze psulo is tzricho la'arza al kol achim. Then there is no base. So even though Rav is the one who says chlitze psulo tzricho la'arza al kol achim, but Rav can only say it not al ibn day, because according to his own view, so ein zike, so it's not shayach to say tzricho la'arza al kol achim. But Rav can only say it al libe the mandoma that yezik. Now let's see the Rav. If nishneach yivam, kleimal if nishneach yivaleim shehein yivam, shehein yivameir. Mitzoyis kleimal shlishis lav davkeno. Tzricho chlitza mishneim kiporosh vozeh. Loigasinam nikom azachir. It's a lochegasin. I mean, we'll see. I mean, the other girls said, take the discussion. Or asin vidgoma tzricho chlitza mishneim, kosov rasir zike, vehavel chlitza psulo, uchlitza psulo tzricho larv. כאילו לקריק דלימה, מדיק האמרה צריך להחליץ משניהם, כוסברה תלימו מצווה זיקה סיבונה, למי אומרת הווי, והחליצה על כוח או חליצה פסולוי, כלימה גרוע, שאם רוצה ליד מן יוחד, דאחיז חלוצו סי, הילקח לב מעל יסי, הוא צריך להרזר על כולו, דלוי מבקי יזיקן את הווי בחליצה דחודת, משם דלים מזיקה, ורם יעת הווי. סו כמה יסי שתיים ראשי נסנם לי בו יחליצה, משניהם דחליצו סנאמה לב מעל יסי ויבוי לי יבומה לא מוצא אוהב לי יזיקה זו תחליץ לקוסי. So why do we say that Ruben gives חליצה to Rochel Eishes Levi and Chimen gives חליצה to Leia Eishes Yehuda and then Bila so it's really חליצה משניה בסחה. So the Gemara says no, אינו חנא. So if it's not filled with בסחה, כלי מרים בואו לחלץ כי אחר שלא יספיקו ושאינו לחלץ עד שנופל גם השנייה. So בסחס means that בסחס doesn't mean that the three brothers died בבסחס. It means that the three brothers might have died בזחזה, but in other words they all became skukets no ifleis before a chlitze took place of any. So כלי מרים בואו לחלץ כי אחר שלא יספיקו ושאינו לחלץ עד שנופל גם השנייה והשלישית אוכל נעמד חולן צריכס להרזר אחר כל האחי. Because he's also to be me out. Hochel not with Zahazu. So what do you know Zahazu? After the Chlitze. So at the time the Chlitze took place, so it was a Chlitze Ksheiro, because he could have been me out from her instead of being Chelitz. But it happened that he was Chelitz. Hochel not with Zahazu. Niflo Shishol Zahazu. Hochel not with Zahazu. Noflo Chode. Noflo Chode. So when Levi died and Leo is Nifeles, so Ruben was Chelitzer. So chlitze ksheiro iso, shim rotzo yochel yab, noflo yidoch. Then after the chlitze that was given by Ruven, to Leia, the Eishes, Levi, so Yehuda died, and Rochel is the fellas. So chol shlishime, v'gam zu ksheiro, because he could have been miyab hatu, shim rotzo miyab, v'in kan achis kuken. Why not? She kwa chol tzo achis iso, because Leia is already, the zike was already poka. She kvachol tachay sokid and nifilu zu. Then noflo shlishis. Bilo was nifeles. He boi li yivume li motze tachay schutza shneyem. Uv li klum namo li nafke. Tachay schutza inon bila seifne. Likam bachiret. Hil kachol a tzay chlitze kol duhu. Vilav ma'ar yasi. Shim chofetz lo yib. So this is Rashi shite. That chlitze psula means any case where im chofetz lo yiyam. For whatever reason, whether it's because of an Issa Rav or Rabbanon, like Achiz Kosei or any other Issa, doesn't matter. But whichever Issa it is, Shim Chofetz Lo Yib, Umiuch Litzosei Vizikosei Shobe Ishteyen, Ligreya, Upoka Zikosei, Bichlitzosei, Chol Atzai, Mafkizi, vo marav in zikin, shirkit, omaravuna marav, shibarasyop, mishemiso mutabimo. Now, let's try to understand this din of chlitze psulo, tzorich lazer al kolach. Tzorich lazer al kolach. And I mean, all the, this is discussed by all the svarim, I mean this inyan. This is lazer. There is a machlekes. Now, I think, I mean, it's, I think that this is the pshat in the Ramban, daf nun. I mean, it's not in our sugya, it's in Pirik Am Gamliel. But I think that the Ramban really, really explains the whole concept of Chlitze Psul. Whether that pshat can be conceived according to all the Rishenim, or maybe only according to Ramban, that we'll see later. After we see the various shittas of Rishenim in regard to Chlitze Psul. But there is a Ramban. There is a Ramban, it's in Pirik Am Gamliel. Now, Pirik Am Gamliel, it's on Daf Nun Omedalev, the last paragraph, and the Chidusha and the Chidusha Ramban, Daf Nun Omedalev. So there he says, Vichayim Yerali, he discusses something else. It's a certain sugi in Pirik Am Gamliel. But he says, at the end he says, Vichayim Yerali, Tam Chlitze Psulo, Shetzricho Larzeya, Mishum Yosu Kipiteres Hazike. ולוי כי פיטרס גדושים הראשיינים שלך, דומי ידיגה, תיך שירויה לביה, והביה של זו פיטרס, על כוחנו אפצו, תיך ליצו במוקים יידן טיים, אבל כשנרויה ביידן, עושו כמדרש בגט, ויכול אחס פטורו בעצמו, כשם שכבישהו בעצמו, וכן באחר. Now the Ramban shita is, on that point there is also מחלק ראשיין. I mean, it's not mentioned that there is a machlik Rishenim, but the Tur says that there is a machlik between the Ramban and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but the Tur says that Yira Midivar Rashi, the Tur says that even according to Mandoma, that Chlitz Apsulot Tzorich Larza Al Kolachin, so that only means if there is one Yivome and two Yivome. So then she requires Chlitz from both Yivome. But if there are two Yivomes and one Yobim, so then even the Mandoma who says Chlitze Psula Tzolah Zatlachim, he doesn't have to give Chlitze to both Yivomis. But the one Yovim gives the Chlitze to one Yivome, and that's all, and the other Yivome is also Peteres. And that patterns the other Yivome. This is what the Torah says, Yira Midivrei Rashi. But the Ramban says the contrary. Ramban says the contrary, but the Torah says that here in the Rashi, that Rashi is chelik on the Ramban. Yeah, Rashi is chelik. So the question is, where is that Rashi? All right, so the Torah says from the Rashi, and we didn't compare it from Gamliel, and the Bishmuel says that the Rashi, the Raif of the Rashi is from the Chof Zayin Amud Beis. I don't want to spend the time now, the Rashi, the Chof Zayin Amud Beis. So that is, for the Ramban Shite is explicit, that the according to Mandoma, Chlitze Psulot, is Tzorich Larza Al Kolachim. So it applies equally to two situations. One situation is one Yivome and two Yivomim, and the other situation is one Yovim and two Yivomis. In both, according to the Ramban. So it's Tzorich Larza Al Kolachim. According to Rashi Shittes, the Torah says, so only it only applies to one Yivome, two Yivomim. But one Yovim, two Yivomes, so he can give Chlitze to one, and then he patterns the Tzorah to the other Yivome. Then the Shittas HaRambam appears to be in between. The Shittas HaRambam appears to be that in the case of one Yovim and two Yivomes, so then if, let's say, that two Yivomes, so one Yivome got Chlitze from that Yovim, so she is Muteres, even though the other Yivome did not get Chlitze. But in order that the other Yivome should be Muteres Lishuk, so then she has to get it separately. I mean, that's neither like the Ramban nor like Rashi as according to the Torah, you see. Because according to the Torah, in Rashi, so Rashi says that in case of one Yovim and two Yivomes, even though it's a Chlitze Psulo, so, but one Yivome got Chlitze, so the other Yivome is Muteres Lishuk. And according and according to the Ramban, so even this Yivome is not Mutaras Nishum, until the other Yivome gets Chlitze, you see. But according to the Ramban, so the Yivome that got Chlitze is Mutaras Nishum. The other Yivome is not Mutaras Nishum. All right. Now, so there is a kashe that is mentioned by all the swarming and Yivomes. So the kashe is, now we see from our Gemara that there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether yesh zike or ein zike. As to whether yesh zike or ein zike. So Rav holds Yivomo shemeiso. So is mutah bimo, because ein zike, Rav himself holds ein zike, and Shmuel says yesh zike. So Rav is the one who says yesh zike, and Rav is the one who says ein zike, and Shmuel is the one who says yesh zike. Now we have the machlekes in Yivomes that Tzadik Beis Omid Beis Omarav Yud Omarav Minayin Shein Kedushin Tepsin B'Yivome, the first line in that Tzadik Beis Omid Beis Minayin Shein Kedushin Tepsin B'Yivome Shenema Loisiye Ishe Sames Achutso Lizo Loisiye Bo Havaya Lizo ושמואל אמר בניסיינו צריך הגט מספקל לשמואל היי לסיעי שסמס אילו עבודו עושה אילו יתפסה קדושנו דוס so there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel that's a base on the base that's a base on the base where the kedushin is tefes by Yivom Elishuk so Rav says it's a pshites the kedushin is not tefes in Yivom Elishuk kedushin is not tefes in Yivom Elishuk and Shmuel says it's on it so according to Shmuel there is an alternative the Kedushin is Tevis in Yivom Elishuk. Now, I mentioned once that from this Gemara, the Rav holds that Kedushin is not Tevis in Yivom Elishuk, alright, he learns it out from the Pasuk. So, but it's a raya to the Shita of the Pnei Yeshua. Now, there is a machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avni Meluim. Let's say, now, Kedushin is not Tevis in Yishishish. So, of course, Kedushin couldn't be Tevis in Yishishish. Why? Because Ishishish is like water and all other arayas. There is a chorus and it's a mise. So just as Dushin is not teifes in Achisishte or in Chameise or in Achise, so certainly Dushin could not be teifes in Ishishish because she's an elbow. But suppose we visualize an Ishishish that is not an elbow. Well, there is no chorus. Let's say Chetzio Shifra v'Chetzio Bascherim Hamureses Levedim. So she's an ishishish. She dushin is tefes. But if somebody is bo leo, he's not chayav nisa. He's not chayav nisa. There is an oshom malkes. He has to bring the korb and an oshom and she's bekeres tia kuf shalomit lo bekeres tia. What does bekeres mean? Malkes. So she's chayav as malkes. But the Yisar is an Yisar of Yishishish, she is an Yishishish. Chetz Yishif Chom, Chetz Yibatzri Am Reser Lidim. Chetz Lidim. Suppose, but she is not an Elvo, there is no Chorus, there is no Mise. Suppose someone will be Mikadei, she Chetz Yishif Chom, Chetz Yibatzri Am Reser Lidim. Will Dushin be Tefes or not? So the Avnuim Shite is the Dushin will be Tefes. But, because the only reason is why by Yishishish, Dushin is not Tefes is because of Yisar Elvo. But here we have an example of an Ishishish who is not an elf. But the Yeshua says no. In vis-a-vis Ishishish, we don't have to resort to the Israel. In Ochaname, normal, ordinarily, so Kedushin is not Tefes in Ishishish because of Israel. But without that, even without the Israel, Ish only betrayed with Chazir. So because of the king in Ishes, that the Divri has in her. So Mimele, so she could not become Knuyo, Mikudeshes to somebody else. Without recourse to the Yisra. That's the Nisha. So I said that from this Gemara, that Rav says that Dushin is not a face in Yivom Elishuk. Dushin is not a face in Yivom Elishuk. And that, I mentioned that. So, and we cannot say that according to Rav, so Yivom Elishuk is an Yisra. Vohoraye, that the Gemara says only a little Rabbi Akiva that Yish Mamzer Mechayu Velav. So the Vlad of Yivom Elishuk is a Mamzer. But according to Shimon HaTimoni, that Imamzel is only Mechayov Krisis, so the blood of a Yivam Leshuk is not Imamzel. Even Alibid Rab, even according to Rab, the Dushin is not Ives. But there is a connection between non-Krisis Dushin and Mamzel. So the answer is, so that's what was mentioned, that the connection between non-Krisis Dushin and Mamzer applies only to a case where the non-Tvisas Dushin is based upon the Maisavira of Israel. Let's say Achisei, Achisishtei, Chameisei, Imchomov. So they do say where the non-Tvisas Dushin is based upon the Israel. So we say, for the same reason that the Israel prevents Tvisas Dushin, so there is Mamzeres also. Masheinkei, Ligabei, Yivom Lishuk, so too according to Rav. We have, especially the Zasakosu, Luisiye Ishe Samesa Achutzo. Luisiye Ishe Samesa Achutzo. That the Dushin is not Ifes in the Yivom Lishuk. But it's not based upon the Israel. Well, it's not that Yivom Lishuk is an Israel. Well, Yivom Lishuk is a Chayov Lavo. It's not an Avo. But why is Dushin not Ifes? Because in the same way as the Pnei Yeshua says, because of the Kiyan Ishes, so Memele, because of the Zike of the Yivonne, so there is a Kinyan, Ishes, because of the Zike, so there is a Kinyan, so that's why Dushin is not Ephes. This is how we explain now, but according to the Amun Ruim's law, that the only reason is why by Ishishish Dushin is not Ephes because it's an Elvo. So why by Ishishish is it an Elvo? Why is an Ishishish an Elvo? Because of this Akores, this Amise. But if only Shuk, there is no Akores, there is no Amise. It's not an Elvo, even according to Rav. So the blood of Yvon Lishuk is not a Mamzer. So why should Yvon Lishuk be more Chomot than Ishishish? So if you want to give an unreasonable target, so you can say, after all, Rav learns it out from a posuk. So it's a special Zerzakosu. But it's not mistaber that there is a special Zerzakosu that Yivom Lishuk is not Tefes, even though by Ishishish, Dushin would be Tefes if not for the Israel. It's not mistaber. So it's more mistaber to its Zerzakosu. Because without Zerzakosu, I would say, by Ishishish, Dushin is not Tefes, because she is Mamesh Knuyo. But Yivom Lishuk, she is not his wife. So there's Zerzakosu, that even by Yivom Lishuk, so because of the Zike of the Yovim, Dushin is not Ephes. But only because without the Israel, by Ishishish, Dushin is not Ephes. So Mimele, the Kashi is, and that is not my Kashi. Everybody raises that Kashi. So the question is, now we have a Machlekes, Daftzadik Beis in Yivom, says whether Kedushin is Tefes in Yivom Lishuk or not. So Rav says Kedushin is certainly not Tefes. Shmuel says it's a Sof. So possibly Kedushin is Tefes. So there's an alternative in Shmuel, the Kedushin is Tefes in Yivom Lishuk. It should be the other way around. Rav is the one who says Ein Zik. So Mimele, if he says Ein Zik, so why shouldn't Kedushin be Tefes if Ein Zik? But Shmuel is the one who says Yes Zik. He is the one who says, who should be saying that the Dushin is not Tefes. And still we find just the reverse, that Rav says it's a Pshites, the Dushin is not Tefes. And Shmuel says it's a Sof. It's a Sof. So we have to say, and this, I think this is the Pshat in the Chiddushei Rambam. I don't know why all those Mechab, it has certain afterminus mit reise. We gabi a foras nidori. So if we say yesike, so the yovn can be made for nidorel. So we see that according mandoma yesike, the yovn, even before his kenes, has a key and ishes nidor. Still, he's not also in a chiski kosi nidoraisi, only in rabbonon. Why? Because, so we said, that even if we say yesike, so it means that there is a key and ishes, but it's like epilegish. Like a melech has a key and ishes in epilegish. But it's not a kinyanishes of Dushin, it's a kinyanishes, but not a kinyanishes of Dushin. And the Yisrael of Sheer Bosom, the Raisa, is based upon ishes of Dushin. Achis Pilegesh Melech is not a Surah Midrais to the Melech. Is not a Surah Midrais to the Melech. But Yezike means that Midrais is a kinyanishes. But it, Midrais, it's not a kinyanishes of Dushin. Midrabolon, it can be considered like a kinyanishes of Dushin. But Midrais, it's not a kinyanishes of Dushin, but a kinyanishes. With his ikinishes. So mimele, that is if we say yesi. So the yobim can be mifad nidor. If we say einzike, so the yobim does not have ikinishes. But we could not say there is no such thing as zike. I mean, there is such a thing as zike, or marital attachment. But that's the iser of yivom alishuk. What does it mean, yivom alishuk? Shantil, that she is asur lecholo elon. Why? Because she is kuko. So that means there is Zike. So what? But what's the pshat in Zike? So that means everybody agrees there is Zike. That's the essence of Yivom Alishuk, of Yiv. That she's kuko, she's married. In a marital way, she's attached to the Yob. But according to Mandoma Yezike, so this marital attachment means that she's knuyo, that the Yob has a king and ishes in her. If we say Ein Zike, so that means she's the wife of whom? Of the Ochiv Ames. Of the Ochiv Ames. In other words, she is still Knuyo to the Ochiv Ames. And that, so when the Achames dies, let's say Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben died, and he has a brother, Shimon, so then, so his wife Rochel is still considered Alpidin as Knuyo to Reuven the rest. To Reuven the rest. As a matter of fact, we see from the Gemara in Kedushin that we didn't have a special Zerzakosu of the Holchov Hoysol Yishachaya. So then we would say that every time that the husband dies, so the wife is not allowed to remarry. Why? Because of the Yisar Yishishish. What kind of Yishishish? The husband is not living. The answer is, we see that there is a machleket between the Ri and the Rivom. Revolving in regard to the case where the wife dies, whether the ishes is spoken or not. So according to the Revom, so the ishes is spoken. And according to the Re, the ishes is still shared, the ishes is not spoken. The ishes is not spoken. But how about the case where the husband dies? So then, if not for the Xerosakosum, that she is allowed to get married, then we would say she still remains an ishes ish. She is still knuyo to the dead husband. What do we have? A special Xerosakosum. So that's the special Zerzakosu, that the Ishes is spoken. The Ishes is spoken. It's not the Pshat. The Pshat in the Zerzakosu is not. She's still the wife of the dead husband, but the Torah was Mati of the Ishishish of the dead husband to get married. That wouldn't make sense. So the Pshat in the Zerzakosu is that when the Torah says that an Almone is allowed to get married to any man, so it means that the Ishes, the Kiyanishes of the dead husband is spoken because of this Zerzakosu. So this Zerzakosuf applies to a case where not the Mokim Yiv, but the case of the Yeshua Achim Yardov, and the brother died, and he has no children, so then there is no Afkos Kinyanishes of the dead husband. And that's the reason as to why she's Asur L'Shuk. Not Machmas the Kinyan of Ishes that the Yov Mez Nivome, but Machmas the Kinyanishes, the residue of the Kinyanishes. The dead husband had not. He still has not. It's not, of course, it's not the same. In other words, there is a residue of the kinyanishes of the dead husband, and that residue has to be nimshach by the yob. So when the yob is miyab, so then he is mamshir the ishes. He is mamshir the ishes of the dead one. If we say yesike, so then, if we say yesike, So then the moment Reuven dies, so then the kinyanishes that Reuven had in his wife is pokal gamre. And in who acquires the kinyanishes? Shimon, immediately, upon the death of Reuven. If we say Ezekiel. But if we say Ezekiel, so when Reuven dies, Shimon the brother does not acquire any kinyanishes in Rochel, the wife of Reuven. But the kinyanishes remains in Reuven, the dead husband. And this residue of ishes has to be nimshach by Shimon. So when Shimon is miyav, then and then only she becomes Shimon's wife. But until Shimon is miyav Rochel, so then she is considered the wife of Reuven. Of Reuven. Some male, too. So there is no stira in the two aloches of Rav. On one hand, Rav says the Tenzik. On the other hand, he says, we see that if somebody echod mishuk is mikadesh, the yivome subdushin is not it. He learns out on the positive. But on what score? On the score of this Israelvo? It couldn't be. There is no chorus. And if it had been on the score of this Israelvo, so then even according to Shimon Atimoni, I'll leave it around. The blood should be a mamzer, and the blood is not a mamzer. So it's not on the score of this Israelvo. So it's on the score of the kinyanishes. Kinyanishes by whom? By the Yovel, Rav says, Ein Zike. The Yovel has no kinyanishes, but the kinyanishes of Reuven, the Achames, so she's still considered as an ishishish of Reuven. So just as nishishish bushin is natifes, even without Israel, as the Yeshua says, so here too, this is the Zakosa tells us. Without the Zakosa, I would say any danger, she's not an ishishish more. There is only a residue of ishes that has to be nimshach by the yom, but that is, this is the exasakosu. So it's on the score of the king of ishes that Reuven still has. So Memela, there is no kashe. According to Rav, who holds in Zike, so why shouldn't Dushli be tefes? Because Dushli is not tefes on the score of the king of ishes of Reuven, not on the score of the king of ishes of Shimon. So everybody holds that there is Zike, but the Mandoma who says yes Zike means that Shimon has a kinyanishes in the Yivame. The Mandoma who says Ein Zike, he means Shimon does not have any kinyanishes, but Reuven, the Ochames, he has a kinyanishes. Alright, now, so the Ramban explains as follows. The Ramban explains as follows. I mean, there are certain things that the Ramban doesn't say, but which have to be read into the Ramban. Now, if we say Ein Zike, then Yiv Mechlitzo Psulo is Eini Tzorich Lachze Al Kolach. If we say Yeziko, so Echlitzo Psulo is Tzorich Lachze Al Kolach. But Echlitzo Ksheiro is Eini Tzorich Lachze Al Kolach. Why? So first, let's understand the whole aloche of Chlitzo Psulo Tzorich Lachze Al Kolach, without understanding why Chlitzo Ksheiro is Eini Tzorich Lachze. So we understand, if we say Ein Zike, so that means the purpose of the Chlitze is to be mafkiyahu, the kinyanishes of whom? Of the Ochames, not of the Ochachai. The Ochachai has no kinyanishes. So Mimele, since the purpose of the Chlitze is to be mafkiyahu, the kinyanishes of the Ochames, so why should he require chlitze from all the achim? There are 10 brothers, 10 yivomim. But because whatever one brother could do, whatever Shimon could do, so is dombash. I mean, could not be what Shimon could do everything, because the king who has a king nishes until the chlitze by Shimon, Reuven, the dead brother. So if Shimon gives chlitze, so he is mafkia, and if he cannot be mafkia, so then there wouldn't be any aloha of chlitze altogether. Mashenken, if we say yes, so if we say yes, okay, so Reuven has no kinyanishes in Rochel. Who has a kinyanishes in Rochel? Shimon has a kinyanishes in Rochel. Levi has a kinyanishes in Rochel. Yehuda has a kinyanishes in Rochel. So then, when so the Torah says that he has to he has to give chlitze to be matgia the king of Mishim. So we understand when Shimon gives chlitze to Rochel, so he is the chlitze is matgia the king of Mishim that he has in Rochel, just as a get when a husband gives a get to his wife. So the get is matgia the isha terminates the king of Mishim that the heretofore husband had in the wife. But could one husband who has a king of Mishim in one woman be mafkia the king of Mishes that another husband has? If suppose a certain woman would be married, Ishele b'treilechazi, but suppose somehow, I mean, this is, we visualize it according to Rav Lezer. So it can be visualized. Suppose somehow a certain woman has two husbands, and one husband would give her a gift. So would the king of Mishes of the other husband also be poka as a result of the gift given by one husband? How could he? So if we say yes, okay, so that means that Rochel is knuyo to Shimon has a king and Mishes, and she's knuyo to Levi, and she's knuyo to Yehuda. Then Shimon gives her chalitze. So it's like a get. So just as a get can be mafkia the king and Mishes that this husband has in her, it cannot be mafkia the king and Mishes that another husband has in her. So here too, the chalitze is like a get. So it's mafkia the kiyanishes that Shimon has, but it cannot be mafkia the kiyanishes that Levi has, that Yehuda has. Let Levi do that. So, but then the question arises, so you mechlitza ksheyo should be the same thing. That's the difficulty. And so the Ramban here at afternoon, so he says, v'chei nira li tam mechlitza psuo, she'tzricho l'arzea, mishim deosuo, ki piteres azike, v'loi ki piteres dushim arishei nishalach. So he says, in other words, because according to Mandom Arein Zike, so the chlitze is piteres dushim arishei nishalach of the dead brother. In other words, this is what Ramban is saying, if we say Arein Zike, what it mean Arein Zike? But the Arein Zike, that's the essence of Yivom Lishinu. But then the Zike consists to, is between whom and whom? The Zike is between the Rubei and the Yivame, not between Shimon and Rochel, but between Reuben and Rochel. So Memele, the chlitze is mafkia the kinyanishes of the dead father. So he doesn't have to get chlitze from two brothers. What could Levi do that Shimon could not accomplish? So it's, but if we say yesike, then the purpose of the chlitze is to be mafkia the kinyanishes of Shimon, that Shimon has in Rochel, not to be mafkia the kedushin of Rishayim of Reuben. Do you get? Oh, so then the question is, so you mechlitza ksheiro should also be tzricho la'arz al kol ha'achim. Why the distinction? So now the Ramban is miforesh. Tichshiru yolibio, he means when it's mechlitza ksheiro, v'abio shel zu p'teres al kocheinu. Atzor. Dichlitza b'mokim yivn kain. Avo kishene huyo b'yivn osuo kim gash. Begin. Now, so apparently the Ramban is operating here with the lomdes of Rashi that we discussed, that from Gimel Amid Beis Mishkin Shachim Shliachoy Leidei Mekidesh Nizikarozu Gerozu Meis V'lo Yeh Echad. So we see from this Rashi that when there are a number of Yivomim, when there are a number of Yivomim and one Yivom is Miyavim, so it's Mafkia the Zike of the other Yivomim, not only Mikhano Habe, but Mafreya is Mafkia. It's Mafkia le Mafreya. And we have to say that. Why we have to say that? Especially according to the Mandoma, who says Yer Zike. And Yer Zike Mishnei Yivomim. So then, if we wouldn't say that it's that the Knise by one, the Yivim by one Yovim, is Mafkia, the Zike of the other Yivomim Mafreya, then we would find ourselves in a paradox. Because Because what does Yezikin mean? Yezikin means that, let's say, Shimon, she's Knuyo. Shimon has a Kiyanishis. Shimon has a Kiyanishis. And how about Levi? So you can stay in one when you say Yezikin. So Levi also has a Kiyanishis. Now, if we say that when ultimately, let's say there are many Yivam, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, many Yivam, then ultimately Shimon is the one who is Miyav. So if we say, as Rashi says, that when Shimon is Miyav, it's Mafkiya Bezikeh, they're of Levi, and of Yehuda, and of Yisachar, and Mafkiya, so then we don't find ourselves in the paradox. But if we say that is that the Yid by Shimon is only Mafkiya Bezikeh, Mikan Lahab, is Mafkiya Bezikeh, Mikan Lahab, but not with Mafreya, so then it will turn out that in final analysis, so she was the wife of Shimon for some time. She was the wife of Shimon and of Levi and of Yehuda and of Yisachar. And then Shimon decided to be Miyavim her. So he was king of her and she became completely his wife. And he terminated. Even though she was, until that moment, she was wife of Levi and Yehuda also. Isn't that a paradox? So it will turn out, I mean, that the Yiv was staying facing a Rishishish. But if we say, so that's a paradox, but if we say it's Mafkir and Mafreya, so then it is determined retroactively that she was always Knuyo to Shimon. And it's Mafkir, so in other words, so it's Mafkiya de Zike. It's Mafkiya de Zike of all the other Yivomim with Mafreya. So anyway, so in regard to Yivim, the Alochi is, Rashi says, that when one Yovim is Miyavim, so that's Mafkiya de Zike of the other Yivomim with Mafreya. As we said in the Ramban and in Rashi, that it's not like Bitla Neda by Chochem, but it's like Akiras and Neder of Ibal, according to Mandoma and Likeroka, or like Mil. In other words, in regard, vis-a-vis all we can have the Ginyonim, so it has retroactive effect. But it's not considered as null and void, Ligam. But there is a loche of that it's Mafkiya l'Mafreya. Mafkiya l'Mafreya. So memele, wherever there is a Chlitzek Sheiro, what does a Chlitzek Sheiro by definition mean? That he has the Mimonefshah, he has the alternative. The Yovim has the alternative of either being Miyavim or being Chaylitz. So whatever is true of Yivim, that the Yivim by one Yovim is Mafkiya de Zike of the other Yivim in Mafreya, is also true of Chlitze. When is it true of Chlitze? That is true of Chlitze if the Chlitze is a Chlitzek Sheir. In other words, if he has the Mimonefshah of being Miyavim or being Chaylitz, but he decides to be Chaylitz, but it could be Miyavim. So then, since it's a Chlitzek Sheiro, and he has the Mimonefshah of either being Miyavim or being Chaylitz, so Chlitze has the same effect as Yivim. So just suppose he chose the other alternative of being Miyavim, then it would determine retroactively that she was Kuko only to the Miyavim, not to the other Yivim. So Mimele, if instead of being Miyav, he decided to be Chaylitz, it also has the same legal effect. Masha'im came where it's a Chlitz of Psuro, so he doesn't have that Mimonefshah. So Mimele, this legal effect of being Mafkiya, the Zikel Mafreya vis-a-vis all other Yivamim, doesn't apply to it. So Mimele, she has to get Chlitz from the other Yivamim too. Because if we say Yezik, so that means that Shimon has a Kiyanishis in her. A Kiyanishis. Not a Kiyanishis of Dushin, but a Kiyanishis. Like a Kiyanishis of Galachis. And Levi has a Kiyanishis in her. And Yehuda has a Kiyanishis in her. And Yisachar has a Kiyanishis in her. And then, so if it's a Chlitzek Sheiro, so suppose Shimon would decide to be the Miyabim, so then this would be Mafkir, the Zikil Mafreya vis-a-vis all the other one. So Mimele, if instead of deciding to be Miyabim, he decides to be Chaylitz, it has the same legal effect. Masha'inkin, if it's a Chlitzek Psuo. So Mimele, he doesn't have the alternative of being either Miyavim or being Chaylitz. So Mimele doesn't have the legal effect. He doesn't have the legal effect of being
of being mafkia, the zikel mafreya vis-a-vis all the other yivonim. So memele, and if we say yes zike, so that means that Rochel is knuyo, not only to Shimon, to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisocho, and Shimon, so Shimon gives a chalitze, so he can be mafkia, the king of Nishes, that he has in her, but he cannot be mafkia, the king of Nishes, that Levi has, that Yehuda has, Yisocho has. So in order to become with Teres Lishuk, she has to get chalitze from Levi, from Yehuda, from Yisocho. Leave from your face. All right. All right. Ushmuel Amar, Echot Chenis Lecholot. Now you won't be able to explain it to me, but I just want to go over it. Wait. Ushmuel Amar, Echot Chenis Lecholot. Merde Shamino Lishmuel. The Omar Chlitze Ma'alye Bino. The Omar Shmuel. Cholets lachoyes lo niftu, cholets lachoyes lo niftu tzores. In other words, if they wash the achoyes, shenoflu lifon of mishnei achim, v'chol achas, tzoroso imo, v'chol achas, tzoroso imo, v'cholets lachoyes. Now let's say, they are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven was married to Leo, and Shimon was married to Rochel. And then Reuven and Shimon died. So they're both nephilim. So shtei achoyim shenoflu lifon of mishneach. So v'chol achas tzorosoim. So let's say Reuven was married to Leo, and he had another wife. Zilpa, but Zilpa is not his sister of Leah. And then, Shimon was married to Rochel, and he had another wife, Bilo is not his sister of Rochel. So, v'chol achas tzorosoim, and then the two brothers died, they were both nephilim before Leah, v'chol atzlachoyes. So Levi gave chlitze to Leah and to Rochel, l'niftor tzorosoyen. So Zilpa and Bilo do not become tourists. Hoyil viboyli vume loyimotzi. Because it's a chlitze psula. In other words, he wanted to be miyav. He couldn't because it's a chizku kosi. We are yachlisli tzoris. So he has to be chlitze tzoris. We yiftu achoyis. The apple gav the tzoris name I have a boy elu have miyam miu kali suro mishal achoyis hilkach af chlitzoso mishibochis mishal achoyis vihochem miforesh lekam. So this is Rashi Shita, and I'm not going to try to explain it, but at this moment, next year I'll try to explain it. So Rashi Shita is that even if we say Rashi Shiti is that even if we say the chlitz of psulo is in the kol arze al kol achim, so Rashi Shiti is so that means that the chlitz of one patters the other. So that is only if they are shovis. But if they are not shovis, not. If they are not shovis, not. So mimele. So if they are both shovis, let's say chlitz of psulo, let's say achizku kosi. So each one is achizku kosi. So Mimele, so then according to Mandoma, who is Chilik Amrav, so he's in Yitzorach Lazal Kolach. But if, let's say, one is a Chlitzo Gruo, and the other one is a Chlitzo Chshuvo, so if the one who got the Chshuvo, if he gave Chlitze to the Chshuvo, so then he patterns the Gruo. But if he gave Chlitze to the Gruo, he doesn't patter the Chshuvo. That's Rashi. So he says, V'boil Yivamel Motzel Yachlis Yitzorach. So
Yisrael. Mora says, Vayachot Chilitz v'kulon. Name di koma emtsoyz. V'okulon koma, kim di rubik abei korliko. So eich adi kaim lechlitze di shimach lechlitze kshiro. Lachles lishniyo, shu lechot l'rishaino. Cholas l'rubin chlitze psula, bitniyo. Rubin shecholas l'rishaino, v'habe ach achlitze l'sosei. V'lo ich lechlitze ma'ali, ki di shimen di zike krediti. So eich mora says, emtsoyz. Kiloima. Kleima, Hashlish is Lacha Shaholatim and Mishni or she or Shneem, Achis Flutzo, Ushneem Shovimbo, because so Achlitz of Psula in Trichlaz Alklach. So, why does he say Kulinkoma, Kim the Rubika Beish Achilis Lishlish is Holos today? So we boy say Kikoma Shmuel, Chlitzem Alibinot, Hanen Milel, Mifta Soroso, Avo Mifter and Abje. Cut. The Mifta Tor, Kidam Rino, the Mifta Tores. אבל מיפטר נפשי פוטרו בחליצה דחולדו. היל כך, איך התחיל אצלי גימו, איך הדלקת צורס בדי. Now, I don't want to go into discussion of this, but, you know, so, for the next year, you should go over the whole sugi of the Gemara. The whole sugi of the Gemara, until Tnan, after the first two dats, Chopresom Dalet. So then, we'll be able to discuss the shittes of Rashi and takes place in the whole sugya of Kritzo.
Shir Kufin Yivamos, Yud Beis Sivan Hei Tav Shalom Advav, June 10th, 1976, on Thursday.
Now, let's start from Ushmuel Omar, Echot Chilis Likulon. Ushmuel Omar, Echot Chilis Likulon. So, Merdesh Vamino Lishmuel Domar, Litzim Al Yedinon. So, in other words, what is it, Mashma? That one can be Chilis to the Sholish Achleis. So, Merdesh Vamino Lishmuel Domar, Litzim Al Yedinon, Yoma. So how can Shmuel say what does it mean cholas la'achoyis when niftor tzoris that shtei achoyis should not fall in front of mishnei achim. Let's say Levi and Yehuda. So Levi was married to Leo and Yehuda was married to Rochel, and they both died, and Leah had its ore, let's say Zilpah, and Rochel had its ore, Bilah, and Leah and Yehuda both died. V'chol achas soroso imo, v'chol atzlacho yitz. So if Reuven or Shimon gave chlitze to the achoyitz, to Leah, to Rochel, so Leah miftor tzoros seyem. So it doesn't patter Zilpah and Bilah. Why? Hoy lo viboy lo yivume lo yimot lo yimot. Elo yachleitz litzores. The yivto achis. The avogav litzores nami yav. The boy lo havi liyave. So why are the tzores better than the achoyes? Mi ukal yisurom mishal achoyes. Hil kach afk litzosom mishibochis mishal achoyes. Vochim mifosh lekam. So Shmuel says that even in a case where both Yivomes are Asuris, let's say the Achoyes and the Tzoreis, so Rochel is not allowed to be Miyabi, Rochel, and he's not allowed to be Miyabi Bilo, but there is a difference. So Mimele, the Chlitze of Rochel is a chlitza gruo, but the chlitza of Bilo is a chlitza mishabachas, even though he's not allowed to be miyabim Bilo either, but there is still a difference. Now, what's the difference? So he says, miu kali siro mishabachos. Now, what kind of a nisar is it in connection with Roche? That's achis kukosi. So Achis Kukosei, so Midrabonon, it's analogous to Achis Ishte. Now, so doesn't it follow logically that if Rochei, that is Asuron Midrabonon, Mitzad Achis Kukosei, which Midrabonon is like Achis Ishte, so Mimele Bilo, which is Soras Achis Kukosei, should be analogous to Tzoras Achis Ishte. So why is one Mishubachas and one is Gro? So we see from this Rashi, that even though Midraise, so both are Arayes, Achis Ishte is an Ervo, and Tzoras Achis Ishte is also an Ervo. Whether it is a new Ervo, or a new love of Mishal Achis, or Isikach Mitzrayel, Igalis, Avoso, Leo, Bechayeo, or because of the Afkoe Zike, so Mimele, it's the Ervo of Achis Ish, of Eshesach, whatever the reason is, but it's an Ervo in the Raise. But in the Rabbonon, it's not like that. So, in other words, sometimes the Chachomim were misaking the Takones, came the Raise, and sometimes they were not misaking came the Raise. So we see from this Rashi that Achis Kukosei mid Rabbonon is to be treated like Achis Ishte. But Tzoras Achis Kukosei, even though she's Asuro, but it's not like Tzoras Achis Ishte. This we see from Rashi. Why? So apparently, even though the Chachomim offered Tzoras Achis Kukosei because of the Iser of Tzoras Achis Ishte, but Ligabi Achis Kukosei, so Midrabonon it's an Iser of Achis Ishte. Vis-a-vis Tzoras Achis Kukosei, she's Asuro, but it's an extraneous Iser, and it's not an Iser Erz. It's not like Tzoras Achis Ishte. Tzoras Achis Ishte is an Erz, Midrash. But Tzoras Achis Kukosei is just an Iser. It's an Iser Midrabonon, but not an Iser Erz. So Mimele, Rashi says, now we can understand. Rashi says, so V'chol Atzla Achoyis Lo Niftaru Tzoris Seyed Hoyil V'yiboyil Yivum Elo Yimotze Elo Yachlitz V'Tzoris V'yiftur Achoyis. Even though it's also Echlitz Apsulo. So Shmuel is Chilikan Rav's Din of Echlitz Apsulo. So in other words, Echlitz Apsulo is alright according to Shmuel. Echlitz Apsulo. But if he's chilitz l'achoyis, then he doesn't part of the tzoras. Why not? Because vis-a-vis the achoyis, so then the asuris midrabonon mitzad achis ishte. Now, Israel midraise, and achis ishte midraise. Could there be any chlitze in achis ishte? Would it have any effect, any legal effect? Chlitze in achis ishte? Because in achis ishte midraise, so there is no zika sivim, there is no zika slitze, there is no zika. So mimele midrabonon lechumre. So we have to apply the same concept. So nachis kukosei that midrabonon she's achis ishte. So midrabonon lechumre we have to consider it that there is no zika, no zika period, no zika sivim, no zika slitze, nothing. So mimele mashein kein the tzoras achis kukosei she's asuro. So there is no zuka. Since she's Asuro, so Mimele there is no Zikas Yiv, but Zikas Flitze there certainly is. Masha'in came the Achoyes. So Midrabonon they are Asureis on the score of Achis Ishte. So Mimele just as Achis Ishte is Mufkas of all Zikas. Zikas Yiv and Zikas Chlitze. So Achis Kukosei Midrabonon Lichumre is also Mufkaz of all Zike. So it means there is no Zike. Neither Zikas Yiv nor Zikas Chlitze. Masha'in King Tzoras Achis Kukosei is also Asura Midrabonon. But she is not an Ervo Midrabonon. She is not an Ervo Midrabonon. So since she is not an Ervo Midrabonon, so Mimele, there is L'chol HaPoches Zikas Chlitze. Yiv Midrabonon there is L'chol HaPoches Zikas Chlitze. So Mimele the Chlitze is a Chlitze, but the Chlitze of the Achoyes vis-a-vis the Tzore, how can it matter? Midrabonon there is no Zikir Lechumre. So that means that the Tzore should become Poter for the Chlitze in a woman Who me the rabbonon has those in you? She's an elbow. So how can it have any legal effect to part of the tzore? Masha'in came if the chlitze is given to the tzore zachis kukosim. So she's not an even mit rabbonon. She's not an elbow, but she's a suro. So it's like halov lamves mit rabbonon. Tzore zachis kukosim is like a halov lamves mit rais. Halov lamves mit rais. Let's say according to the Rishenim, over there too there is a machlekes Rishenim, because there are some Rishenim who say that Chayov Lam Vese according to Maskonah of the Gemore, so Chayov Lam Vese Midrai says she is Turo of Chlitze also. It's only Midrabonon that she is Skukol Vichlitze. So that means that Chayov Lam Vese Midrai says there is no Ziki altogether. But according to the Rishenim, who say that Chayov Lam Vese is Skukol for Chlitze, Skukol Chlitze Midrai says, so there is Zika Chlitze. So Mimele, Tzora Sachis Kukosei, she's Asura, he's not allowed to be Miyabim her, but in Elba she isn't. So Mimele, there is even mit Rabonon Zika Chlitze. Masha'in Kei, Achis Kukosei mit Rabonon, mit Reis, of course. She's Muteres, so there is Zika Sivim and Zika Chlitze, everything. But mit Rabonon, Achis Kukosei, there is neither Zika Sivim, nor Zika Chlitze, Mechumma. So Mimele, the Chlitze of the Tzore, of the achis, because he cannot part of the tzore, because lechumre mid rabbonon we say that achis kikose is not skuko. So what kind of chlitze is it? It's nothing. So mashein kein, if the chlitze is given to the tzore of the achis kikose, so there is lecholapo, even mid rabbonon lechumre there is lecholapoches zikas chlitze. So mimele it can pater the achis. Why? Because it is not an Isagarayas, even with Rabon. Hilke has with also Mishapachas, Mishapachas, broken for us to come. Oh, so the Gemara is the Kashe. So how can Shmuel say, Echot Chemitz Likulon? That means in the case of Sholesh Achoyis Yivomis, Shenoflu, Lifnei Shnei Achin Yivomis. So let's say you had five brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Levi was married to Leah, and let's say Yehuda was married to Rachel, and Yisachar was married to Bila. They were three sisters. So, and then Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar died. So there remained two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven, so the halacha is that Reuven is chelitz likulon. So Reuven can give chlitze to Leo, and then he gives chlitze to Rochel, and then he gives chlitze to Bilo. So it is achis chlitzose. But let's say if instead of Reuven, Shimon would give chlitze to Rochel. Reuven already gave chlitze to Leo, and then if instead of Reuven, Shimon would give chlitze to Rochel. So that would be a chlitze kshero. It'd be a chlitze kshero. But because in relative, I mean vis-a-vis Shimon, so Rochel is Muteres. So, vis-a-vis Reuven, so it's Achis Chlutzose. So the Kasha is, we see that Shmuel says, Cholotz la'achoyis l'miftaru tzoreis. Why? Because this is a chlitze. Gruo. So the male cannot pater the tzore. So how can he say, Yechot chilitz l'kulon? Heyecha dikai mechlitze dishim mechlitze kshira. There is a possibility that Shimon should give the chlitze. And that would be to Rochel. That would be a chlitz kshiro. So Cholitz l'Reuven chlitz psulo. So the Gemara gives a teres. Maya chot chlitz l'kulon name di koma. I'm tzoyis. Hey, chalikai mechlitz l'shim chlitz kshiro. Lach lo lishnir shulu Cholitz l'vishenu. Cholitz l'Reuven chlitz psulo bitniyo. Reuven shcholitz l'vishenu. V'hada hacha chlitz l'tzosei. V'lo chlitz emali yi. Kidi shimen. Dizike greinete. So, Maya chot chlitz l'kulon name di koma. I'm tzoyis. V'okulon koma. So why does Shmuel say Echot Chilis Likulon? So Kidin de Rube Gabei Kor Likulon Kelema Hashlish Yislach Hashichol Atzimu Lishni O Shiyal Shneyem Achiz Chlitzo U Shneyem Shobim Bo Grosob Achlitzo Psulem Tzikil Ad Akol Achim Kidin de Rube Gabei Shachilis Lishlish Is Cholatz Lebeis. So we call it Kor. That's one Losh. The boy is saying Ki Komar Shmuel Chlitze Malia Binon Hanem Milen Niftatzo Roso Aber mit der Nafsche Portrait. Aber mit der Nafsche ist Portrait. So, wie mich da zog, kidikomar, wie mich da zog. So when we say cholat lachoyis is we nifteru tzores, according to Kloshon v'Gemore, so he only says ligabi pater in the tzores, because since mid rabbonon she is asur, as an elvo, achis because he like achis ishtei, so mimele it cannot pater the tzore, avu nifteru nafshe is potro bichlitze the whole deal, hilkach echot chelitzui gimu echot like a tzores badai, so we have two machines in the Gemore. So according to first lashon the Gemara, so when Shmuel says cholitz lachoyis l'nifteru tzores, so it's not only l'nifteru tzores, even the achoyis themselves are not tzores. In other words, the achoyis themselves are still asuris l'shuk. According to first lashon, according to second lashon, so the achoyis themselves are mutoris l'shuk. You've been rabbi are mutoris l'shuk, but the tzores are not asuris l'shuk. Now it seems. It seems that the first lashon is very mistaber according to the explanation we just mentioned. In other words, because if he gives chlitza to the achoyes, achis kufasi, and with rabbonon, he is mamish asuro mitzad Yisrael of achis ishte, and b'achis ishte, achis ishte is muftas of zikya altogether, completely. Zikas yidin, zikas chlitza. So memele. So why does the second Russian say that when Shmuel says cholatz lachoyis v'nifteru tzores, so it only means that the tzore is not muteres l'shuk, but the achoyis itself is muteres l'shuk. But mit rabbonon, he gave chlitza to a woman who has no zike, So what kind of chlitza is it? The answer is no, that doesn't present any difficulty. It's very mistaken to say like that. In other words, mit rabbonon there is no zike. So if mit rabbonon there is no zike, from the point of view of the rabbonon, she's muteres l'shuk without anything. But of course we cannot be matter her l'shuk, because mit raise she's chukal l'zikas yibn, l'zikas chlitza, everything. So the chachomim cannot be mekil and the rice. So memele mimonevshech, as far as the achoyer is concerned, as far as rochel is concerned, if rochel received chlitzeh, so we say like this, we have to consider it from two point of views. We have to consider it from the rice point of view and from the rabbonim point of view. From the rice point of view, she is a regular yivome, like any other yivome. There is zikasidin, there is no yisah, she is not asura. There is zikasidin, zikashchlitzeh, everything. So memele, the chlitzeh is a good chlitzeh. And from the point of view of the Rabbonon, so memele, there is no zike altogether, so she doesn't require any chlitze. So if he did give a chlitze, so from the point of view of the Raisa, it's a good chlitze. From the point of view of the Rabbonon, it's no chlitze, but she doesn't require any chlitze. So she's muteres l'shuk. But vis-a-vis the tzore, so we say no. From the point of view of the Rabbonon, so Rochel, he has no zike, and below the tzore has zikas chlitze. So mele cannot pater. Now what is? So it seems very mistaber. It seems very mistaber like the second lashon. But why does the first lashon say that cholatz lachoyis v'nifteru tzores? When Shmuel says cholatz lachoyis v'nifteru tzores, it doesn't only mean that if he gave chlitze to Rochel, so